Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Tonight on the Worldview Report, a group of militant pro-abortion activists, well, they've made a brazen claim outright in the open involving his plan to wage war against pro-life pregnancy centers while Joe Biden's Justice Department stands by and does nothing. Israel and Syria, are they on the brink of war? Remember when Bitcoin was all the rage? We'll update you just how far it has tumbled in the current inflationary economy. How about the regime of Justin Trudeau? It came out with a new announcement for all Canadians to get your shots. And two are not enough to be considered so-called fully vaccinated. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm Brennan House. The far-left militant pro-abortion group, Jane's Revenge, has claimed responsibility for a Molotov cocktail attack against a pro-life organization in Madison, Wisconsin. And it has also vowed to continue more attacks of violence, stating, quote, "We are literally fighting for our lives," end quote. But as of yet, none of its leaders or those funding the group have been arrested by Joe Biden's Department of Defense. A first so-called communique was sent to far-left activist journalist Robert Evans last month, so reports the Post-Millennial. The statement reads, quote, "This was only a warning. We demand the disbanding of all anti-choice establishments, fake clinics, and violent anti-choice groups within the next 30 days," end quote. The statement accuses pro-lifers of, quote, "bombing clinics and assassinating doctors," end quote, which of course is a complete lie. Also tonight, the state of Israel has threatened to bomb Syrian President Assad's palaces if he does not cease or reduce military cooperation with Iran within his territory. That's according to an Arabic news site. The Jerusalem Post was unable to independently confirm the dramatic developing story, and the Israeli Defense Force declined to comment. The report could either dovetail with ongoing Israeli efforts to rid itself of an Iranian threat embedded in Syria, or could be an exaggeration of such efforts by various interest groups and parties. Based in London and owned by Saudis who have a mixed relationship with Saudi Arabia, the leadership of the newspaper has been used in the past by Israeli officials to reach out to the Arab world, including a famous first interview for a Saudi publication by then IDF chief Gadi Eisenkot in 2017. Eisenkot told the newspaper that the IDF and the Saudis had been sharing intelligence on an ongoing basis. According to an English translation of the Arabic newspaper and article, it, quote, "learned from a senior source that Israel sent a message to Syrian President Assad warning him against continuing to cover up Iran's operations in his country and the transfer of quality weapons to Syria and informed him that one of his palaces would be a target in the next raid carried out by Israeli fighters in Syria, end quote. Michael Snyder has a new article out on the collapsing value of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in general. Over the last 7 months, Snyder notes that we have witnessed a cryptocurrency collapse that is, quote, so epic that it is truly difficult to put it into words, end quote. Last November, the total market capitalization for all cryptocurrencies crossed the $3 trillion mark. This week, the total market capitalization for all cryptocurrencies actually dipped below $1 trillion. In other words, approximately two-thirds of the value of all cryptocurrencies has already been wiped out. Snyder observes that some are calling this a crash, but the truth is that this is the sort of full-blown collapse that many have been warning about for a long time. A lot of crypto investors are now deeply in the red, and the outlook for the months ahead is very bleak. Back on November 8th, Bitcoin was selling for more than $67,000. If you sold all of your Bitcoin at that time, Snyder offers you congratulations. You saw what was coming, and you made a lot of money in the process, but most didn't. On Wednesday, the price of Bitcoin briefly fell below $21,000, continuing its plunge as investors sold off risk assets. Bottom line, Bitcoin is trading at its lowest levels since late 2020. Other digital coins were also sharply lower. The Daily Wire has an interesting story out describing how the propaganda sausage is manufactured in America. It starts with collusion between the U.S. intelligence agencies and the corporate media. Former FBI official Michael Steinbach reportedly violated federal law and bureau policy in inappropriate interactions with members of the media while overseeing the discredited investigation into former President Donald Trump's alleged collusion with Russia, so the article states. Steinbach was named the FBI's executive assistant director of its National Security Bureau in February of 2016, 5 months before the FBI launched the Crossfire Hurricane investigation into the Trump presidential campaign. Steinbach played a leading role in overseeing the investigation. He abruptly resigned from the Bureau in February of 2017. Steinbach, quote, had numerous unauthorized contacts with the media, end quote, before beginning his ascension to executive assistant director and continuing after. That's according to a Department of Defense Inspector General report obtained by the New York Post. According to this report, Steinbach leveraged his relationship with a reporter to score a $300 ticket to the White House Correspondents Association Gala in 2016. Steinbach also received an invitation from a reporter to the 2015 Radio and Television Correspondents Association dinner. Steinbach's texts with reporters were relayed in the Inspector General report with some redactions. Quote, lots of redacted reporters here may have to branch out, end quote, Steinbach wrote to one journalist. Quote, absolutely not, but curious to know who you've met so far, end quote, the reporter responded. Quote, well, they will never be as good as me, and don't you get the big head, end quote. Quote, but they are promising the White House correspondents' dinner, end quote, Steinbach said back, according to the Post. Steinbach's correspondence with reporters outside of the bounds of FBI policy continued for several years. According to the report, quote, Steinbach had hundreds of contacts with the media for several years. This media contact included social engagements outside of FBI headquarters without any coordination from Office of Public Affairs, involving drinks, lunches, and dinners, end quote. And the Daily Wire's excellent article focusing on one FBI official is just the tip of the iceberg. As we've seen over the last 5 or 6 years, it goes much deeper. From the squashing of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the portrayal of the 2020 BLM and Antifa riots as mostly peaceful, followed by no indictments of those funding the rioters, to the media's softball coverage of the recent attempted assassination of a conservative Supreme Court justice and the absurd Russiagate conspiracy theories. The relationship between government intel agencies and the corporate media is totally incestuous, out of control, and downright corrupt. We'll be right back after this break.
The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Tickets are now available, and just like last year, it will sell out this year as well. We only have seating for 1,000 people. Filled up last year in 2021 and 2022. Is sure to do the same. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Join us for the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. The resort is right on the water. It's all inclusive. You come there and you stay and your meals are there and you register for our conference. And we have a great lineup this year. Keynote speakers in person will include Dr. Peter McCullough, internist and cardiologist, an expert on pandemics and bioweapons. We'll have with us CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, expert on technocracy and globalism, Annie Cyrus, born in Iran and an expert on the Middle East, Dr. Lee Merritt, former military surgeon and expert on bioweapons, Dr. Andy Woods, pastor, lawyer, and also expert on Bible prophecy, Terry Turchi, former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, author and journalist, an expert on illegal immigration and the border crisis, Leo Holman, Karen Kingston, she is a bioweapons analyst. This is the incredible lineup. There's also the option of the Thursday night banquet concert, and then also the luncheon on Saturday, the WVW Foundation luncheon on Saturday. Now, these things on Thursday night and the luncheon on Saturday are optional. You don't have to attend those if you don't want to, but you can. And you can get your tickets along with your general seating or your priority seating tickets for the conference itself at WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there, WVWTVstore.com. Be sure to call the resort. Use that promo code WRLD, or just say Worldview Weekend, or the code WRLD, and you will get the weekend rate when you book your room reservations at the Tantara Margaritaville Resort, right there on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of shoreline, rolling hills of the Ozarks. It's gorgeous. So don't delay. It will sell out. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone, you can call Melissa and or text her at 901-825-0652. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone. Otherwise, WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
Welcome back. The Gateway Pundit reports that the former mayor of Atlanta and one of the Biden's shortlisted candidates for vice president in 2020, Keisha Lance Bottoms, will join the White House as one of Biden's senior aides with direct access to the president. The White House was expected to announce this week Bottoms' appointment as director of the White House Office of Public Engagement. She told Axios, quote, "I know what it's like to lead through difficult times and how important it is to have strong leaders around you to navigate," end quote. Keisha Bottoms was mayor of Atlanta when riots and looting broke out across the city in July of 2020, causing tens of millions in damage across the city. Violent protesters, as you know, torched Wendy's and set up armed checkpoints in the area. Sadly, an 8-year-old girl was killed when the car she was in with her mother came under a group of armed rioters blocking the road at the Wendy's where Rayshard Johnson was killed while resisting arrest and attacking police. The mother lashed out at the armed mob after she lost her 8-year-old daughter. It wasn't until after the death of that little girl that Mayor Bottoms called off the dogs and told protesters to go home. And even then, she was slow to act. Appointing Bottoms to advise the White House on anything is truly scraping the bottom of the barrel. On Wednesday, Canada moved the needle for the concept of being, quote, fully vaccinated, end quote, for its citizens, saying, quote, two doses don't work anymore, end quote, and now requires three doses of the COVID-19 vaccine to qualify as so-called fully vaccinated. Canadian health authorities took to Canada's CTV to make the announcement. They noted there is now a transition to a new definition of up-to-date on vaccinations. Watch this.
What we also know from Dr. Tan and every other expert on COVID-19 is that although two doses still protect significantly well against severe disease and death, two doses are not enough now to protect against infection and transmission. And that is why we are transitioning now to an up-to-date vaccination definition of what it means to be adequately protected against COVID-19. Fully protected with two doses doesn't work anymore. Dr. Tam said that last Friday. It's now up-to-date vaccination that needs to be used when you talk about what Canadians should do, what we should expect of Canadians, and what this government should be expected to do in the future.
The news reports stated that this update will determine what is, quote, expected of all Canadians, end quote. Canada's leadership also announced that the vaccine mandates for the nation, for federal employees and travel, would be suspended for an undecided period of time. On Thursday, LyondellBasell Industries announced it plans to permanently shut down its Houston oil refinery by 2023. LyondellBasell called this a, quote, strategic and financial decision, end quote. The Houston oil refinery can transform 268,000 barrels per day of crude oil into transportation fuels like gasoline and diesel and jet fuel and other products. The transformed products also include lubricants, chemical intermediates, and petroleum oil. In the past 2 years, five U.S. refineries have been closed. This latest decision was made over two failed tries at, well, selling the plant. Just a few months ago, since the COVID-19 pandemic hit the sectors, LyondellBasell laid off 10% of its refinery workforce. The company has tried unsuccessfully to sell the 263,776 barrel per day refinery in the last 10 years. Earlier, the company even took a $267 million charge over its decision to exit the refining business. According to interim CEO Ken Lane, after discussing all the options, exiting the refinery business by the end of 2 years was deemed the best strategy going forward. John Whitehead, the legendary constitutional attorney and defender of liberty and frequent guest host on Brandon House Live, has penned a fantastic new column on red flag laws. What we do not need, folks, is yet another pretext by which government officials can violate the Fourth Amendment at will under the guise of public health and safety. Indeed, at a time when red flag gun laws, which, by the way, authorize government officials to seize guns from individuals that are viewed as a danger to themselves or others, with no due process, well, these things are gaining traction, these red flag laws, as, well, legislative means by which to allow police to remove guns from people suspected of being threats. It wouldn't take much more for police to be given the green light to enter a home without a warrant in order to seize lawfully possessed firearms based on concerns, so-called concerns. How about rumors, accusations, gossip that the guns might pose a danger? Maybe like your crazy neighbor or relative because you're a conservative or a Christian, a constitutionalist. Frankly, a person wouldn't even need to own a gun to be subjected to such a home invasion. SWAT teams have crashed through doors on lesser pretexts based on false information, mistaken identities, and wrong addresses. 19 states and the District of Columbia have adopted laws allowing the police to remove guns from people suspected of being threats. If Congress succeeds in passing the federal extreme risk protection order, which would nationalize red flag laws, that number will grow. As the Washington Post reports, these red flag gun laws, quote, allow a family member, roommate, beau, law enforcement officer, or any type of medical professional to file a petition with a court asking that a person's home be temporarily cleared of firearms. It doesn't require a mental health diagnosis or an arrest, end quote. In other words, folks, no due process. These are the actions of a police state, of a banana republic, a third world country, of a Marxist revolution. Two American fighters have been taken as prisoners of war in Ukraine, the first Americans captured since the conflict began. According to the Daily Mail, the captured were identified as Robert Drake and Andy Hine, both taken prisoner by Russian forces last week. The Daily Mail cited its source as the Daily Telegraph. Both of the men are from Alabama. One of their comrades described losing sight of the pair in a battle last week. Drake served in the U.S. Army in Iraq, where Hun, a former Marine, has never been in active combat before. Hun rushed to Ukraine in April after watching the invasion from afar, saying before he left that he was at peace with the knowledge he may die in the conflict. The pair were part of a 10-man squad defending Ukraine last week when they were ambushed by Russian soldiers, according to one of their fellow fighters, who spoke to the Telegraph. The source stated, quote, "We were out on a mission, and the whole thing went absolutely crazy with bad intel. We were told the town was clear when it turned out the Russians were already assaulting it. They came down the road with two T-72 tanks and multiple BMP-3s, which is armored fighting vehicles, and about 100 infantry. The only thing that was there was our 10-man squad," end quote. Sounds like they made a dumb decision to go over there. Now, continuing our series of reports from around the nation showing how the LGBTQ mafia has hijacked the American and Western culture. For that, we turn to Hoboken, New Jersey. Take a look at how this twisting of God's truth is presented is not only acceptable, but beneficial to the community. Watch this.
Engaging toddlers may not be the easiest of tasks, but in Hoboken on Wednesday, it happened in effortless and colorful fashion. Drag Queen Story Hour arrived with bells, whistles, and plenty of laughs at Church Square Park. At the helm was Miss Harmonica Sunbeam, armed with songs, smiles, and a story boasting the universal theme of love.
I may tell a story about a kid who has two moms. I may tell a story about a kid who has a black parent and a white parent, you know? And it's all about acceptance of yourself first and acceptance of others who may be different.
It's the first time in 2 years that the annual event hosted by the Hoboken Public Library was held in person. Launched in 2015, the Drag Queen Story Hour nonprofit has worked with schools, libraries, and bookstores to host readings for children and families, and it's become a regular fixture during LGBTQ Pride Month. The program is not always welcomed into communities, like in Texas this week, where a lawmaker announced plans on introducing legislation that will ban minors from attending drag-related events. To Harmonica, the Story Hour is meant to be an uplifting experience for everyone.
Some of them may bring their kids here because they want them to be more open-minded and accepting of others. Other parents bring their kids here because they know or they may think that their kids are different. So they want a positive role model.
Exposing her young son Ben to the idea of inclusion was why Erica Block came on down.
People not getting the exposure to things outside of their own little circle, and the earlier the better to know that, you know, there's a lot outside of your backyard.
And in this backyard, everyone is welcomed. In Hoboken, I'm Andrew Ramos, PIX 11 News.
We showed you a similar event and the media's coverage of it from Los Angeles last night. It's the same theme. Drag queens are your friends. It's all about love, being accepting and open-minded. Parents seem to actually believe this is a good thing to bring their kids to. That these are positive role models. Is that what they believe? With so many options for actual positive role models, you would have to have a seared conscience, as discussed in Romans chapter 1, among other passages, to believe this is acceptable. I mean, what happened? What happened to these people that they can't discern right from wrong? They can't choose what is good for their children as good positive role models. Amazing. In other news, Hunter Biden recorded himself in an incriminating telephone conversation in which he boasted that his father will adopt any political position at his command. The audio was obtained from his now famous abandoned laptop. The conversation reportedly took place on December 3rd, 2018. On the recording, Hunter Biden can be heard saying about his father, quote, "He'll talk about anything that I want him to, that he believes in. If I say it's important to me, then he will work a way in which to make it a part of his platform. My dad respects me more than he respects anyone in the world, and I know that to be certain. So it's not going to be about whether it affects his politics," end quote. Take a listen to this clip from the recorded conversation.
Daphne Guinness will literally be a blip in a radar screen as compared to my presence if my dad becomes president of the United States. Mm-hmm. She will be like a pimple on my in terms of the way in which people will be on this, and you have no clue. I am Daphne Guinness already.
Yeah.
I'm more than Daphne Guinness. No one gives a about what you think about Daphne Guinness, honey, except the tattler. I was on the front page of every newspaper, including the the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, not just the tattler.
Yeah.
And so my point is that I believe that's an opportunity to say the things and to show the things and to reveal the things through this project that we want to reveal. Because it literally gives it, because you will have attention. I think that the most important thing, if you are me, is to use your attention with intention. You will not get across to everybody, and I have figured out a long time ago, if you're going to be involved in politics the way that I am, which is to choose to engage with my father in that life, because I believe in what he does, if you're going to, then one of your obligations is to use that platform with intent, is to not allow the platform to sit on top of you. I'm allowing the platform to sit on top of me right now.
Well, what happens is if your dad becomes president, for instance, or if he runs, it's a very, I don't know if it will be exposed to that degree, but if it does.
Wonderful.
If it does, then it's a possibility for your dad to talk about drug reform and to talk about, and to push.
He's going to talk about drug reform and any other things I want him to. We'll talk about anything that I want him to, that he believes in. If I say this is important to me, then he will work a way in which to make it a part of his platform. My dad respects me more than he respects anyone in the world, and I know that to be certain. So it is not going to be about whether my dad thinks it's going to affect his politics. No, it won't. It's not going to be whether or not he's going to be embarrassed. I mean, he never will. It's not going to. All of those concerns that you have with all of the people that you know. That are in the, that are the children of, I have none of them. Not a single one.
And don't forget, folks, Joe Biden has referred to his son Hunter as, quote, "the smartest man I know," end quote. The full recording is posted to YouTube by the Examiner, at least for now. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Maxine Waters announced on Tuesday she has tested positive for COVID. A second time after attending the summit of the Americans in her home state. Waters issued the standard, quote, "I'm isolating because I'm sick, but I'm really not sick," end quote, statement that has come from countless progressive Marxists over the past year as they catch COVID for the second, third, and fourth time. Oh, and those of you who never got injected and only got COVID once, well, I guess they think you should get your shot and join them in this on-again, off-again disease that requires you to self-isolate every other month. Waters' statement was, quote, "Yesterday, after learning of a potential exposure at the summit of the Americans in Los Angeles, I was notified that I tested positive for COVID. I'm currently isolating and have no symptoms. I am following all protocols as recommended by the Office of the Attending Physician and CDC guidelines. I am grateful to be fully vaccinated and to have received two booster shots. If you haven't received the vaccine and or booster, I encourage you to do so. I'm feeling fine and resting at home," end quote. Watch this video.
Injustice, and again, the food security issue. He's been spelling that out the whole time. I want you to know that we in the Congress fully support and take...
You can see from that video that something doesn't look right about the 83-year-old California Democrat, who also tested positive for the virus in April and noted then that she had already received her initial vaccine regime in addition to two booster shots, according to CBS News. By the way, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also attended the summit, which included Biden, and he announced on Monday he had tested positive for COVID for, I believe, what might be the third time for him, Trudeau. And Dr. Tony Fauci, well, he also announced this week that he has COVID. And they all still want every one of us to make the mistake they made? Are you kidding me? How is that injection working out for them, by the way? Well, that's our newscast for tonight. If you appreciate what we're doing here, we need your support. Hey, it's summer, and I know a lot of you are also concerned about the price of food and gas prices. But if you can support what we're doing, we can keep this broadcast going. Things have slowed down a little bit the last couple days, I've noticed. So we need your support. Would you please go right now to WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com, and make a contribution of any size. You'll also find our mailing address there. And please help us keep this broadcast going, as well as Brandon House Live and all the other things that we're involved in. WVWFoundation.com. It also came out that Mike Lindell has been canceled from Walmart. He broke the news with me on his show, The Lindell Report, the other night. Walmart canceled him, even though I think they were cranking out 10,000 pillows a week to Walmart. So what is that all about? Again, is this political correctness? Is this cancel culture because what Mike stands for? Which is what? Free and fair elections. No voting machines that can be hacked or votes flipped, which now even the government, through its cyber infrastructure security agency, is admitting can happen. So support Mike Lindell if you appreciate all he's doing, particularly now in the face of another cancellation of a big box store. Please go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code B66. You'll be helping out Mike Lindell, the MyPillow employees, and a generous percentage of each purchase comes back to help keep this broadcast going. So please go to MyPillow.com, use that promo code B66. And then finally, WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com, where you'll find emergency freeze-dried food with a 25-year shelf life. Thank you so much for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. Take care.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Have you watched Worldview Report? That is our new nightly Worldview broadcast. It's a 30-minute nightly television broadcast. It takes about 7 of us 15 man hours a day to put this all together. You'll see what I mean and how quality it is when you watch it for free at WVWTV.com. That's our 30-minute new nightly news report. But you know what else we're doing? We're taking this and putting it at worldviewradio.com each day as an MP3 for those of you that want to just listen to it while you walk the dog, work in the kitchen, drive in the car, work out. So we're putting it up not only as a TV show, but as an MP3 as well at worldviewradio.com. We're also now taking my 90-minute live television show that airs Monday through Friday, Brandon House Live, and we're now posting that also as a free MP3 at worldviewradio.com. So you can listen to Worldview Radio, my daily radio show, as you have for years at worldviewradio.com. You can listen to my 30-minute nightly news broadcast as now an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. And you can listen to my 90-minute live television show now as an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. Now, not only are these all at worldviewradio.com, you can also watch them as a TV show at WVWTV.com. Now, here's the deal. Did you know we spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth, paying for the bandwidth for people to watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows for free? Not only that, do you know what it costs to keep a staff going that helps me with all this? Did you know that we also have a utility bill that is like $1,500 to $1,700, close to $2,000 a month? Because even in the Mid-South, pretty much have to keep the air conditioning going year-round or the servers could overheat. And we also are pulling a lot of electricity with our TV studio. So think about our utility bill, our insurance, the people we hire and have to pay to keep working on our team, the bandwidth we pay for, our broadband high-speed internet. You cannot believe the thousands and thousands of dollars it takes to do the television and radio programs we're doing at the quality we're doing them. Please go right now to WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution. WVWFoundation.com. You can also use our mailing address, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you so much for your support.